Samba Kasero is a 26-year-old mother of one. She was born in the territory of Masisi, one of the most unstable areas in the province of North Kivu, which has seen repeated conflicts. It recently was the scene of clashes between the M23 rebels and the loyalist army, prompting her to take refuge in the Kanyaruchinya camp near Goma, the largest city in the east. Here, she sails to earn money. What she expects from the new president is peace. She says she expects the president to be powerful so he can give peace to the DRC. That's what she needs, because in the camp she's suffering terribly. If peace returned, she could go back to her village and continue her sewing. Teachers expect the new president to take good care of them. Paul Munayo, a teacher for over 20 years, works in a public school. He says he's unable to provide for his family. He hopes for an improvement from the next president. He says he hopes that if the president takes good care of the teachers, life will be better, because he could take care of his family, clothe and feed them. He could also buy land where he could build or even find a place to rent so his family could live comfortably. The Eastern DRC has suffered nearly three decades of rebel violence involving dozens of different groups. In the past few years, the violence has increased and economic activities have stalled. Traders who used to buy supplies in the villages of North Kivu province and sell in the towns are no longer working because of the security situation. Hamuli Shombo, a trader in Goma, thinks the new president should first deal with the security situation so he can return to work. He says that where there is no war, there is bound to be peace. So everything is easy to find, like food. Now, the agricultural produce he used to bring in from the surrounding regions can no longer reach Goma because the roads are closed. But if there is peace, food products can circulate easily. President Felix Tshisekedi is running for a second term as head of his ruling coalition, the Sacred Union. He first took office in 2018. Opposition groups have complained of violence and sabotage aimed at the campaigns, with some supporters attacked and the campaign materials destroyed. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi in Goma.